FlexMuscle.com brings you After Hours featuring the Whack Pack.
This is Mr. G.
Good day, mate.
I've gone to anger management 3 times.
Come on, get it out already over here.
Good day, mate.
Here's your host, Dave Palumbo and John Romano.
Welcome to another wacky episode of After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. My name's Dave Palumbo, and I'm joined, as always, by my elder statesman and co-host, John Romano. I want to start out, John, tonight by laying down some ground rules, because last week's show was complete chaos.
Disaster.
And people liked it anyway, but still, you know, I had such a migraine headache after listening to that show. So this is the rules. For all of the Smalley brothers out there who are listening, we have Good Day Mate online. We have Derek Anthony. No one is going to talk over each other. Understand? Courtesy.
See.
Now, I want to start a pool to see how long that rule is going to be in effect before somebody screws up.
I'll bet $10 Smalley, Robbie Smalley breaks it.
Yeah. Oh, come on. How long?
Let's get on with the show, Dave. Make this thing work.
20 on Robbie.
I give him 0.8 seconds.
What's going on there in down in South Africa there, Good Day Mate?
Hey, Dave, one thing I'm going to show you guys, you got to get your timing right. It's 3 a.m., and I'm like a zombie.
He's got to get out from underneath the swimming pool.
Who the hell told you to move down to South Africa?
What? You sound terrible. Call back.
Is the line bad?
Now it's better. It sounds like you're talking into a handkerchief.
No, that was Mr. G running the water, being rude and obtrusive again.
All right, he gets one demerit.
That's one demerit for him, and he wasn't even in the room yet.
You get 5 demerits, you're out on the balcony.
Mr. G's got a demerit. He hasn't even been in the room yet.
He wasn't in the room yet. He got a demerit.
Now I have some bad news for you guys.
That's two.
Two demerits for Mr. G.
So loud.
He's gonna be out there in one. Give him 5 more seconds.
Can we lock him out of the room? I
got a great idea.
What?
Lock him out on the balcony and just when you need him, just open the sliding glass door and then he'll talk and then we'll shut it and it'll stop.
Well, I told you what I'm going to do when we build the studio. I'm building a cage for the Smalley brothers.
Yes, like a sound booth.
And Jeff, the producer, will be the only one who has the key.
You just turn them on and turn them off.
Actually, I gave Jeff a complete authority, absolute rule over the radio show tonight, so he can throw anyone out at any time.
Wow.
Can you handle that, Jeff?
I can handle anything.
Dave, speaking of key, I have your key. Remind me to give you your key.
Don't go selling
Derek,
that off.
Derek, how's the vet?
Good. I haven't gotten on it yet.
Don't you feel kind of self-conscious of it being the quintessential Guido mobile? Or aren't you kind of like worried?
No, Camaros are the Guido mobile. I like vets. Vets are like the king of the road. You know,
every juiced-up Guido drives a vet.
No way!
I always thought that short.
Every time I see a guy in a vet, they're 50 years old, gray hair. You know,
I'm going to defer to Robbie Smalley on this. Robbie, isn't it true that most short guys drive Corvettes?
That might have some truth to it, though.
5'11"
actually might have some truth to it. I really do think so. But I like to say one thing about Derek. He's good looking. He's got the build, so he could fit the car. No doubt about it.
All right. Well, Robbie gives you his approval, so you must be all right.
I do too. I just go on the Jersey Shore. You go to South Jersey, man, and all along the shore there, and every juiced up Guido is driving a convertible vet. It's like part of the uniform.
And they're usually yellow too.
Go out to the Hamptons.
Black,
everybody's driving Benzes, Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Porsches. Vets are like a cheap car out there, right, Dave?
Well, you know, when I used to go out to the 1 or 2 years I actually went to the Hamptons, you know, I used to have this yellow M3 convertible. And I have to say, there were some really fancy cars there, but my car always seemed to stick out because that yellow, it was like that Phoenix yellow color.
Yeah.
Speed yellow.
Yeah, it was actually Phoenix yellow. It had like a metallic paint. It would change colors. Sometimes it would look puke green, and sometimes it would look like bright yellow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When did you get rid of that?
Iridescent.
Colette liked it, but I was afraid she was going to crash it, so I sold it.
So now you have, she's an M4 Roadster, much better.
M Roadster, yeah. Exactly. but I got some bad news. I was going to read it before to you, but I figured, you know, you guys were talking over me rudely, so I didn't get a chance to. But as you know, we're missing a member of the Whack Pack tonight. And Jimmy the Bull is sick home with 103 fever, so he said he's not going to be able to make it tonight. I think he blew his load last week, John. That's what happened.
He talked too much last week.
he was really in rare form last week. I mean, Bobby Smalls, what did you think of Jimmy Pelletier last week?
He was quite funny, but I mean, as far as contributing the wealth to the Whack Pack, he didn't let Derek Anthony or I even fucking speak.
That didn't stop you from speaking, though.
We were trying.
He did text message me. He said he's got a new song for next week. He made something up. So I'm actually looking forward to that because that motherfucker tore it up.
Yeah, he did well. It was the Jimmy Pelletier show last week, without a doubt.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I mean, I'm starting to think that maybe he's just. I mean, do you think he's just too much for the Whack Pack in that little room? I mean, do we have to spread him out?
No, he'll be all right.
You know, have we overpacked the Whack Pack with Jimmy the Bull?
He's, you know what it is? He needs his space to roam, so he can, sniff out, all the different things he's after. And, look, Jimmy has days where he's up, and then there's days where he's down. You remember when we talked about Brokeback Mountain, how quiet he was that day?
Doesn't he have a chemical imbalance? Now I think he's gotten used to his comfort zone with homosexuals.
Dude, you fed him a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Give me a bottle of wine.
That was the problem.
Fucking crackhead.
But you know, that was a test because out of all of that, you know what I really realized I want to see? I want to see Jimmy Pelletier lit like he was last week with that pickup artist dude in the meatpacking district at about 10 o'clock on a Saturday night.
All of a sudden, the room, John, started filling with smoke.
We're going to get the intro.
No, something happened. Something went wrong.
I heard the machine spontaneously go off.
The fire alarms went off again.
Shut off. Open up the window, Dave.
Actually, you know what? The fire alarms did go off here before the smoke detectors, but it wasn't from Mr. G. It was from my roommate who rents for me downstairs. He burnt his house down almost.
It happened again. That happened to Dave. We had another moment. My smoke detectors went off.
No. No way. They were piercing.
I was broiling some steak. I swear to God, I was broiling steak, and the smoke came out of the oven and set off the alarms.
That's too coincidental to be coincidental.
We do it constantly. This is retarded.
All right, let me let him do it now, John. Because if we don't, we're never going to hear the end of it. Mr. G, you ready for your intro? I take it that's a yes.
I want to give you a little bit of
information on him. He walked in here. He's wearing a. It looks like some kind of an Affliction shirt that he then screened over the Affliction shirt, Mr. 85%. Because I told him that we were sick of his old intro, so he said he was going to design a new intro this time. Okay. So let's see what he's got in store.
Why doesn't Jimmy Pelletier and him collaborate on an intro?
They should.
Playing the guitar.
They may kill each other. He's also got a baseball in his hand, which I'm not quite sure what that's from, but... He's moving furniture now, and I'm a little confused. He's trying to close the door.
What the fuck is he doing? He's locking himself out.
A lot of visual for radio.
As if like anyone could see what he's doing, right? I'm taping this, John, just so that I can put it on the site.
It's for the five of us.
He's shot.
He's shot.
Your brother's seriously brain damaged.
Dude, he used to train on the beach. Cops would be chasing him. There's a horror fucking cane, and there goes Mr. G jogging. Never paid attention to anybody.
Okay, here it comes.
I hear music.
Oh my God, he's playing Queen.
Colette's gonna freak out.
As long as he better not throw up confetti.
Dude, he's playing Queen.
She banned us from the house.
Don't forget
confetti.
Those two guys. Let them go.
What two guys?
Oh God.
What happened to the music?
Something must have happened.
It's a wardrobe malfunction.
Wait a second, yeah. All right, he's stepping out of the room again. Giving him one more shot.
Oh my God.
The smoke is billowing in the room again. He's up on a chair, holding a baseball in his hand, John, with his head back, and he's holding the smoke machine. I've never seen anyone do that. I'm assuming that there's going to be some intro somewhere around here.
I am Mr. G, and it is true, I am the truth. And it is true that 85% of everything you do in life is motivation. And the other 15% is from the man upstairs. So I ask every one of you out there today, what are you doing on your part of the 85%? Are you doing 85% of what you're supposed to do? And I'll say this to you. When I was a young kid, Grandma G. And yes, I had a Grandma G. All the kids were making fun of me at school. They called me puny. They called me hairless. They called me little.
Oh, hairless?
Yeah, hairless, because I had no hair on my body. Right? All the kids at 15 had a little hair. I had no hair. So, I said, Grandma,
did you have teeth?
Grandma G. They're making fun of me. Grandma said, G. She says, Mr. G, do you like you? I says, yes. I like me.
Can you turn the smoke machine off?
Do you love you? I says, yes, I love you. She says, that's all that ever matters. So you see everybody out there, all you kids, and every one of you listening to the Whack Pack Show, if you love you and you like you, that's all that ever matters. And what I want to say to you today is Grandma G gave me a little poem to read, a little championship creed. Before every match that I get out there and wrestle, I say this little creed. Everyone stand up right now.
You don't wrestle,
though. Touch your computer screens. Shut the hell up. This is my show today. This is Mr. G's show today. All right? You ready? Here we go. I am a champion. I believe it in my heart. Repeat, Whack Pack. I believe it in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
Believe in my heart.
I believe it in my soul.
Believe in my soul.
When the match is on the line.
When the match is on the line.
Give me the ball.
Give me the ball.
I back down to no one.
I back down to no one.
I fear nothing.
I fear nothing.
I am unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
I
believe
that
I
am a champion. Woo! Hello, Whack Pack. How you doing today? How's everybody going? Wow. John, how you doing?
We all went
Dave, how you doing? How you doing, little dog? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hit you. I didn't see the dog was there. I know I hurt the little dog.
He lost his mind.
I'm sorry.
I told you to do a new intro. I didn't mean to do a longer one.
he mistook new for long.
Well, that was my wrestling.
Shut the smoke machine off, please. The smoke machine is filling the room with smoke.
This morning, bro, how do you guys breathe that shit? You're in a 9x6 room.
We can't. We're getting cancer from it. I was convinced after I was done bouncing, I was never going to see smoke again.
All I want to say is I have my son. I have the game ball in my hand. I was a little late. My son got the game ball today. 12 years old. He pitched 4 innings of a shutout. All right, and he drove in 4 runs. Sean Smalley got the game ball. I love you, my little son, Shorty, baby.
How do you got the game ball? It goes to the son. Why are you carrying?
Well, they gave me the ball.
Oh, they were afraid of you. That's why.
Sean gave me the ball.
Hopefully, you don't throw any bats at your son like you do the dog. All right, I got a question for Derek Anthony.
I'm stunned still.
Are you?
He called me 6 times today. Unknown number. I get this unknown number. Do you ever answer unknown numbers?
No.
No.
No, people, hold on. People who don't answer unknown numbers are usually people who have people chasing them down for either money or something else.
Or ex-girlfriends. Yeah,
once you've had the feds after
He's calling in. Should we answer it?
You're ruined for life.
Good day, mate, has an unknown number. His number's comes up unknown on my thing.
Is good day, mate, there?
I don't know. He should be.
Yeah, good day, mate. Sorry, guys. You got cut off.
It's all right.
Yeah, good day, mate. Why do you have an unknown phone number when it rings on my thing, unknown number?
Because he's in South Africa.
Did you like that today? I had all the guys in the shower, walking out of the shower with their towels hanging down saying, good day, mate. When he called me, I was in the locker room of the gym.
All right. You know what? As long as Mr. G.
Guys, I tell you something. The Smarty Brothers are actually dangerous in that group. You guys must do something about that. I'm actually worried for you guys. It sounds like a zoo in there.
What do they do in South Africa when they're trying to find a rogue line and stuff? What do they do? Do they shoot them with a sleeping gun dart
They should shoot you with a smoke gun dart.
They should shoot you, that's for sure. They should shoot you, damn
hot. I've been shot a long time ago.
All right, what's going on, Mr. G, with this? Now, I hear you're broken up with Boston Blue. What went on here? Robbie was telling us that's the end of it.
That is a complete wrong statement. I don't know where he got that from.
He said that it's over.
I came with a Boston hat. What, is he out of his mind?
Bobby, fill us in.
Apparently, I got a...
He's Mr. G's hitting him. Look, he's telling him to stifle it. He's telling him to stifle it.
My brother makes up things. Who's the other girl I'm seeing? Tell him this girl you made up out of it, because you make up stuff.
Say you were seeing anyone else.
Yeah, he made up gray area. He made up bots. What's the next one? Come on, Bobby. I want to know what the next one is. What is it? Since Jimmy's not here, I'm gonna yell. Well, fuck. What the fuck is the next fucking thing?
Apparently,
you're gonna fucking fuck up my whole fucking relationship. She ain't gonna wanna fuck me no more. Now she wants to kiss me all the time. She be telling why I don't text her. I don't kiss unless I fuck, doesn't she understand? But go ahead.
I apparently forgot the name I called the new one. I think it's BL. What did I call her the other today?
What was the new girl?
Oh, BQ.
BQ.
He's dating a new girl called BQ.
Who's that?
Brooklyn Queen.
He got it. You got it, Johnny.
No, he said Bayside Queen.
Oh, Bayside Queens?
So you got a new girl?
Yeah, Bayside is in Queens. I thought BQE, like BQE Express.
Good call, John.
Why don't they have normal names?
Because he can't remember anyone's name. He can't pronounce them.
BQ.
This is the way he remembers them.
What's the other one? Doll, what is it?
Boston Blue.
Boston Blue.
Dalai Lama.
The Dalai Lama and Stacey the Horny Jew.
So the Dalai Lama was the first one. She's banging the door.
Listen today. So today I can tell you about this text. So
Hold on. Stop a second. Bobby, is he still with Boston Blue?
I got this.
He's afraid to answer.
I got the baseball in my fucking hand. I'm going to throw right in his fucking head.
No, apparently, I like to tell John the truth. Because apparently.
Oh, wait, you're not the truth. I'm the truth. You're the liar.
Let me tell you something.
You're Bob the liar.
From Bobby's
I'm Mr. G
ball.
The I'll truth. Tell, you're Bob honestly, the liar. Liar, liar, liar.
Okay, honestly, make Mr. G
if
be
I
quiet,
really told the
demerit.
Truth.
Tell the truth. Come on, Bob.
All right, one demerit for Mr. G.
Okay. Out on the balcony in another minute. Two. Bobby Smalls, answer the question.
If I really tell the truth on this radio station about everybody, they'd shut this station down.
No.
The truth is that
we can do that.
He found Jesus Christ, right, Jeff?
Apparently, I got a call, an urgent call last week. It happened about 10 o'clock. I'm on my way home. What happened, Mr. G? What happened? Apparently, he goes, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of fucking. I got so sick of fucking. I fucked every which way, up the ass, in the ass, out of the ass, everything. Complete raw. It was like fucking. It was a fuck fest. So apparently, he said, that's it. I'm tired of it.
I took 12.
You're talking over him. Let him finish.
Apparently, I'm tired of it. I'm done. I got to make money. I'm not going back to Boston anymore. I go, it's over? He goes, well, apparently I got a call from BQ. My thing was up on a new website, some new website, and this girl BQ called me, and she wants to date me. She saw my picture.
Who's BQ, Mr. G?
I don't know who BQ is, but I'm listening. This is entertaining, Bob. Go on. Go on. I'm being entertained. Please.
Listen.
Entertain me.
Now, Mr. G, you would tell...
Since we're all your students, and I'm a student of yours, please entertain me. Tell me what the hell you're talking about. I want to know more.
You are my student.
Since it is my life, I'd like to know what the hell I'm doing.
I am Mr. Wonderful. You guys are my students. I really believe that. I truly believe that I have something over all you guys, and I want you all to succeed. But Mr. G, you're a piece of work.
We know you believe that.
And didn't you create me too? If it wasn't for you, I'd be dead.
Hold on, let's get back to Boston Blue here.
Dave never thanked me. I created Dave.
That's right. You found me. Mr. G told me
he
today.
He wouldn't have Triple H. Nothing. He went to.
We know all about your discoveries. Mr. G told me earlier that he's sick of kissing Boston Blue. Correct?
Why?
Wow.
What I says, I only like to kiss when I fuck. So if unless I'm fucking, I'm going to kiss.
You're not going to kiss.
Right.
You're not going to kiss.
So she's mad at you because you don't kiss her anymore, right?
Well, not necessarily.
So you made that up? I'm just repeating what you told me.
Hey, Boston Blue, if you listen, remember what I told you before every show? This is the thing I told my girl. Remember, for every show, unless I tell you to your face, everything you hear on this show, you know, is
100% true.
It's not true.
like
objects in the rearview mirror, you know, are closer than they seem.
Yeah, but you're the truth, though. This is the truth.
Yeah, you're
said.
The truth.
Yeah, and I just said the truth.
Well, he's only 85% of the truth, John.
No, is that what the 85% is? Okay.
I said the truth. No, I went to Dr. I was at Dr. Barrett's place on Friday, and I apparently OD'd on Cialis. I mixed Cialis with that other thing, not Viagra. What's that other thing?
Vitra.
Yeah, I took 12.
What?
Yeah, I took 12.
How the fuck did you do that?
He's going to be the first person to kill himself on an erectile drug.
Dude, that's nothing for him. He used to take 60 Quaaludes.
Why would you take 12?
Because she had so much hair it was covering. I figured I wouldn't be able to get it in. It made a big show. It was extra hard.
You told her to grow it in.
I know, but I like it like that. I like a treasure hunt.
That's fucking nasty.
So anyway, today I'm texting, you know, how's that hairy pussy of mine doing, right? And apparently I texted the wrong person.
No.
I texted the horny Jew.
And the Dalai Lama, yeah.
That's BQ.
And Stacey, no, it's another one. Stacey the Horny Jew goes, well, I'm very horny, but I'm not hairy.
Maybe she should be, and then you'd be hanging out with her, right?
No, I'm Boston Blue all the way. I bought a hat and everything. You kidding me?
Now, are you coming to Boston with me when I come up there on May 3rd for the Jay Cutler Classic?
Of course I am. Are you paying?
Am I paying? Yeah, but aren't you getting action off her?
No, she's not going to be there. She's going to be away.
On the one weekend we're going up there?
Yeah,
that sounds suspicious, John.
Yeah, I know.
No, really. She's going to Florida. They were going to go to Vegas with two of her married friends, but apparently the husbands of the married friends are freaking out that they're going to go to Vegas, that there's no way they're going to get, you know, they're afraid that their wives are going to screw around, so they figured it'd be better that they hang out at South Beach.
Yeah, that's a lot
South
better.
South Beach is just as worse.
Your girl's married, though, too, isn't she?
Oh, she's half married.
Well, she's separated, right?
Well, separated. They're getting divorced. Yeah, mm-hmm. they just sold the house, and she's moving into a nice condo over there in the outskirts.
I thought she was moving down here to live with you.
No, not yet. I mean, I'm not ready for that yet.
Hey, yeah, Mr. G, you got a bad habit of SMSing the wrong people, bud.
What's that?
You got a bad habit of SMSing or texting the wrong people.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I text good day, mate.
You thought I was your sweetheart, baby.
Yeah.
He told good day, mate. He liked his hairy pussy.
Well, South Africans don't. It's a known fact they don't shave anything.
Is it true?
Actually, Mr. G needs a South African girl to get him right. I think that's the only thing that's going to get him right.
You got to hook him up with a South African girl. I don't know if I don't think the country can handle him.
I think it will make him right. Maybe he'll come right somehow.
I don't think the country can handle him, Mr. G. You'll ruin the whole economy there.
Well, we're going to your wedding, aren't we? Good day, mate.
Yeah.
Our economy's already ruined. We actually had voting yesterday. So
you what?
It was a big day yesterday. We voted for the election.
What does voting for the election have to do with your wedding?
Did you mention wedding? Oh, my wedding. I didn't hear you.
Mr. G wants to know if... Mr. G wants to know if he's invited to your wedding.
Oh. Nah, I don't think I could have him at my wedding, baby.
They're embarrassed. They're embarrassed.
Why, are you kidding me? You crazy South African bastard. You good day, man. You guys are fucking crazy as me. I see you guys. You guys hang... You guys hang out and drink and go nuts all the time and kiss each other. You guys kiss each other, for Christ's sakes, when you get drunk? Are you kidding me? You guys are more nutty than me. I couldn't even come close to you guys.
Mr. G hung up on him. He was so mad at him. he hung up the line on him. How dare he not invite us to the wedding? He's done.
And the reason he gave, my goodness.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of wedding,
I think this marks a severing of a sort for the Whack Pack. I don't think Mr. G and G'day Mater are going to be able to work together again.
I know. He's trying to call back. He's trying to call back too.
This is After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. SpeciesNutrition.com. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise, up-to-the-minute news, and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Do you call Lenore?
Listen, I just the other day I was actually talking to somebody about my LSD infliction, and I like to put it inside my eye because it actually gives you a better high than if you just take it normally. I totally agree with you, man.
Wow.
I can do Singerman.
I think Jeff's better than Carl.
Yeah.
Singerman, you ever talked to him? Yeah, he must have that Barrett's thing.
Barrett's? you mean Tourette's?
Tourette's.
Oh my god!
Hey Dave, he goes like this. I counted one time, his eye blinked 500 times. It went like this. You ever see how he goes like?
Mr. G.
I got dizzy.
It's radio.
Backstage, he was blinking. I go, what are you talking about? Are you trying to nod to me or something? It was like, kept blinking his eye. You know, does he do that?
He's got a twitch. Leave him alone.
Hey, Dave.
A twitch? Mr. G,
pronounce. It's more like a twist.
Mr. G, say testosterone.
Testosterone.
Wow, that's good.
That's pretty good.
I've been practicing when we were doing the bit on the... For 2020 Friday.
Yeah, let's get back to the 2020 thing. So you're at Barrett's office last Friday. The 2020 crew comes there to film, okay?
Yeah.
They're going to film Mr. G going to Dr. Barrett's office. Tell us what happened.
Well, first of all, before...
The abbreviated version.
The guy couldn't find where it was. So what I did is I purposely parked my truck right in front of his sign, which says Sunrise, medical Dr. Barrett. And I parked my truck sideways, so this way they're gonna do the piece. They'll take a picture of me.
The truck that says Bodies by Mr. G.
It says Bodies by Mr. G.
Spelled BODYS. Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with BODYS? What's the bodies? Is that how you spell bodies, Dave?
No.
Wait, Dave.
Bodies is spelled BODIES.
That's one way to spell bodies. That's your way.
And there's no apostrophe in there.
That's my way. What are you talking about? Go look it up in the dictionary.
All right, so get to the point.
When you get there, so I decided I'm going to direct the whole piece. I'm going to make sure that they take a picture of the guys doing the shot, to make sure they take a picture of the place outside, showing the outside of the place, showing them go in, showing Dr. Barrett, behind his desk. But apparently Dr. Barrett had no sticker on his lapel. He's wearing a suit. I go, Dr. B, what the hell are you doing? Where's your fucking name tag? What's wrong with you? So I made up a makeshift big name tag.
Would you make it in a crayon?
Yeah, I made it in black magic marker.
Oh my god! Right? No, probably wrote it across his forehead too.
This way. I said, next time you're gonna have it on your lapel. So anyway, so they did the whole piece. They filmed two guys. They filmed one guy that was sort of like talk with a little lisp. About 56 years old. He's been trying to lose weight. Hasn't been able to lose weight.
You have a little lisp, Mr. G.
I don't have a lisp.
Yeah, you have no teeth. Of course you have a little lisp.
I don't. Why, it sounds like I have a lisp?
Yes.
Wait, you have a lisp.
I don't have a lisp. I certainly don't have a lisp. I got other things wrong with me. I don't have a lisp.
No, you have a cyst or whatever it is. Every time you speak, there's spit that goes down the side of your chin. You ever see that?
I haven't noticed it, no.
At least my spit flies out. Yours stays on your cheek.
That's good. I don't affect the people in a 20-mile radius.
Give them some almonds.
All right, so what happens?
Yeah, give them some almonds.
So anyway, we do the whole piece, and what I decided to do is I'm telling the guy to make it. I'm putting Species products all over the place wherever he's doing the shots. I put a big tub of Species on his desk. I said, and I'm looking at the guy, make sure you get that big green thing in. He goes, but I can't see his head. I go, don't worry about it. His fucking head will see it. You can see right through the green Species thing.
So G's always marketing, so you can't doubt him for that.
By the way, he has the most hottest. Derek, you been to Dr. Barrett's office?
Yeah.
What about those girls that work there?
Slamming. A lot of hot girls.
Like off the charts.
The nurses, the receptionists.
My friend Brian was trying his pickup artist tactics on them, and it wasn't working, he told me.
Oh, no. Brian's out of the
league. They're all married and got boyfriends.
It doesn't matter. Brian's, Brian doesn't.
Wait. Did he tell the seafood story?
I don't know. He tried his lines. He said it didn't work too well on them.
Did he try the squid, the seafood?
He's got his own gimmicks. Yeah,
believe me, I hit on every single one.
Try that seafood.
John,
story.
Trust me, they're all taken. They all either married or have boyfriends. I hit on all of them.
Dave, well, it's not even that. It's just about
the one nurse. Holy shit, she wanted to give me my injection. You know, because I was getting
what kind of an injection?
Testosterone, because I was doing that a while back.
Right.
And she's like, "Where do you want it? Your shoulder and your ass?" So I just ripped off my pants, like, "Do it in my ass."
He had to expose himself to her in the hopes that she would like get turned on by like something he was exposing.
My anaconda horse guy.
Hey, Derek, is it true, Derek, that you really have 12 inches in your pants there?
I don't know. Ask Colette.
That didn't sound right.
She's my wet master.
That didn't sound good, Derek. I almost had to kick you out.
My wet master.
Hey, Dave, did you hear what
you said? My Playgirl pictures?
Did you hear
what everybody's seen them?
Unfortunately, everyone's seen them, yeah.
Did you hear what happened to Mr. G? You haven't heard the whole story with Dr. Barrett.
I know. We're segueing a little bit.
Apparently, he's not telling the truth.
Oh, really? What do you know is the truth?
No, something happened. Something in the mail happened. I come in one day at his business, and he's fucking freaking out. He goes, "They got to be fucking kidding me." I go, "Mr. G, what are you talking about?" He goes, "I just got a bill from Dr. Barrett for $987. I said, "What?" I said, "You were fucking promoting the show with him."
I think he's in the gray area, John.
That's a very gray area.
What are you talking about, Bob?
That's almost wait,
he's a liar. Liar, liar, liar. Pants on fire. Go ahead. Come on, liar.
I don't believe a word.
Wait, John, let me go. Hold on. It's about my life again.
You got a bill for $980, you said to them.
What was the bill from?
How could the company, the blood company, send me a bill or whatever you were doing for $980. That's exactly what you told me. Whether you were lying or not, I don't know. But you got a bill for $900. That will be confirmed.
And what happened to the bill, Mr. G?
He freaked out. He said, "How the fuck could they charge me?"
Oh, what happened to the bill? Did you pay it or did they eat it?
No, you don't pay that.
No, they squashed it.
Oh, all right. So what are you worried about?
Well, insurance pays it, though.
No, but you know, no. Dave, do you know...
Mr. G doesn't have any insurance. He's the only 51-year-old that has no insurance.
Dave, do you have insurance?
What's your insurance?
The man upstairs is taking care of me.
You can't have insurance here. I do. Playing a guy on a leg.
That's why I work out and go on anti-aging medicine. I got insurance. I got Dr. Barrett. Dr. Barrett is the best insurance for living a long life. Life extension. You want to live long? Get to Dr. B. Go with Dr. B and Mr. G.
All the blood companies overcharge.
They'll set you free.
All right, I got Good Day Mate back on the line here. Are you there?
I'm back.
Good day, mate.
Oh, that's better.
I gotta get back to this wedding thing because Mr. G's a little upset about the whole wedding thing, and he hung up on you. That's why we lost you there. South Africa is what you're saying. Is South Africa not ready for Mr. G, or is your family not ready for him?
Well, look at how he behaves, first of all. Who can be ready for Mr. G?
You're going to get hung up on again.
I mean, if my dad or my mom see Mr. G, they're going to think, "Oh my God, lunatic, an insane individual."
They're not going to let
you
come back.
What do you think, Dave? I mean,
well, they probably won't let you come back to the United States.
Exactly.
They're probably going to wonder if there's something wrong with you, you know, hanging out with these kind of people.
They're going to think, exactly. Nah, Mr. G's not such a bad guy. Come on, let's give him a bit.
All right, well, I got a good news story.
Good day, mate.
I got a news. Good day, mate.
I think his feelings are hurt. Good day, mate. I think Mr. G's feelings are hurt.
I think he is.
I can feel it from here. Yeah, he's hurt.
He's hurt. He's definitely hurt. All right, so let me get to the story. There's a bride, okay, who's suing one of her guests over a claim she made at her wedding. This New York woman has filed a lawsuit against this guest who allegedly announced during the ceremony, okay, that she had been having an affair with the groom. Oh. So imagine this. I'm getting married and all of a sudden, you know, Mr. G says I'm or not Mr. G. Another girl says she's having an affair with me, you know, at the wedding. Obviously, the wedding didn't go too well. So they're suing each other. Or the one is suing the other. I mean, what do you think about that, John? Wait.
The bride is suing a guest because the guest was having an affair with the groom.
Right. She said she ruined her wedding by saying that.
Yeah. She said it what at a toast or like how did it come out?
At the ceremony.
Like when they say, does anyone have any objections to why these two people shouldn't be joined in holy matrimony? She stood up and said, because I've been doing the groom.
No, I think it was during a toast they were doing.
Oof.
She just stood up. What exactly happened?
According to this report, she allegedly tossed a drink on another guest and poked the bride in the chest while making this stunning announcement that she had slept with the groom. So it was pretty.
What provoked it?
I don't know.
Was she drunk? She must have been drunk.
I don't know what was wrong.
I say we get her and Jimmy the Bull together.
Yeah, I that's all he needs. You're gonna get him another fucking lunatic. What's going on here, Robbie? Are you leaving?
I gotta go.
You gotta go.
The Smallies have been devastated.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, at least we'll be quiet. All right, Robbie. Thanks for stopping by. When are those T-shirts gonna be done?
Very shortly.
Very shortly, he says. All right.
Thank you.
I mean, I really think that they thought they had a kinship with G'day, mate.
Take care, liar.
Yeah. Mr. G, you're done. When this show's over, you're going to get Boston Blue.
I'm not done because I told her everything. I told her the whole truth. Yeah. I said the truth. The truth is, don't believe anything you hear on the show.
The truth.
That is the truth.
Do you or do you not like kissing her?
I don't like being asked to be kissed. When I'm with someone, let me kiss you. Don't.
But you said you only kiss when you fuck.
Yes. Well, for the most part, yeah.
John, you know what the deal is. You date a girl the first week or two, it's all hot and sexy. You're making out with her left and right, you know.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you know, now it's not such a novelty for him anymore. So what happens? You know, he doesn't kiss her except when he's, you know, banging her.
That's not true, right, though. But the novelty's not over. This is the best sex I've ever had in my life with this chick. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we're not talking about sex. We're talking about making out with her.
I never was a make out guy. Look, I'm going to make out with you. How more close can I be? I got my dick all the way inside you. I can't even get more closer. What are you talking about? That's more than kissing.
Not when you're happy.
I'm kissing the inside of my body. Like
we're talking about when you're not kissing.
You're doing, right, you know, when you're on a date or something.
Yeah,
she don't reach over, you give her a kiss.
No, if she reaches to me, but don't. I don't.
Women
like
that, man. That's why you strike out.
Oh.
I'm only kidding.
You know what? Derek calls me up the other day. He's like, or he text messaged me. He's like,
Oh, I wanted to bring that. Oh, the movie?
What?
Oh, yeah.
What did you show me the other day? You were saying that you really liked it.
Yeah.
Oh, I went
on a date with, I had a girl come over and we watched The Escapist. Excellent movie. Anybody want to see a good jail movie, breakout movie?
Who's in it?
I don't know. It was just a documentary that never made it into the movies, but it was on demand.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
whoa,
I had some check with.
Whoa.
What?
Derek did not. You did not just watch a movie. Don't lie, man.
What?
What are you talking about, Damon?
What are you talking about? Watched a movie, like on TV.
I had a chick over and
we watched a movie.
I don't believe that for one second. You trying to tell me a lady came over to your apartment and you just watched the movie? That's all you did?
Good point.
He didn't say that. He didn't say didn't tell you he was getting a blowjob.
He did.
Well, I was getting. You don't let me finish. I was getting a blowjob while watching the movie because she didn't want to watch it. So I'm like, suck my dick. I'll watch the movie.
What? Wait a minute.
It was a great movie.
You were able to maintain interest in both a blowjob and a Prison Break film at the same time.
I could do three things.
The blowjob probably lasted 30 seconds, John. So
the blowjob was nowhere near as long as the movie.
Right. It was over 2 hour
that
movie.
That reminds me of the time I got arrested in Palm Springs.
You got arrested in Palm Springs for what?
Oh, God.
Blowjob in a movie?
I took, yeah, well, sort of.
I got a blowjob. You ever got a blowjob in a movie theater?
I took my fiance. We're going to go to the 87 Super Bowl, and my fiance at the time, my first wife.
This is when he had a lot of money, John.
First wife.
Burning through it.
I hired a limo driver the whole time for a whole week. So first we're in Irvine, California, and then we decided to go to Palm Springs. And I'm staying at this exclusive place, Maxim's. So I'm going along. Of course, I'm snorting coke, going crazy, doing the whole nine yards. You know, I'm a drug addict bodybuilder. I mean, that's what we all were in the 80s.
Drug addict.
Three cc's a test. Yeah, I just do tests whenever I felt like it. You know, I need another three c's. Let me do another three c's. Ah, what the hell? Let me go out and snort some coke and drink. I didn't care. I was Superman then. You kidding me? So anyway,
is that when you had your fur coat?
Yes, when I had my fur coat.
And your shorts?
And my shorts, yeah.
Okay.
So we're out there, and I'm going to the Maxine's, and the next thing you know, in the valley, it starts to snow, and the limo driver never drove in snow. Here I am with about a gram of coke up my nose and about two bottles of champagne. He goes, "I can't drive." I go, sit in the back. I'll drive.
Okay. You drove the limo?
I drove like 60.
Hold on. I got to give people a visual of this. You drove with coke, champagne in you, a fur coat, and shorts.
Right.
In the snow in California.
Yes, in a limo. In a white limo.
And where was the limo driver? In the back with your girl?
Well, it was. Yeah, he sat in the back. You know, I mean, I had to hold. You know,
he probably banged her while you were driving.
Why did he drive the limo?
Because he couldn't drive it.
He was afraid of
the
snow.
He never drove in the snow in his life. He's petrified. But believe it or not, when I drink and do coke, it makes me calm.
Imagine that.
Wow.
So now we get the Maxime's, right? And then the next day comes up, and I'm still partying the whole night through. So next thing you know, I go in the jacuzzi, and there's two hot-looking blondes in the jacuzzi, and my wife is over there. And I start talking to them, hanging out, blah, blah, blah. Now, here I am with my fiancé. We're supposed to be on a trip like a month before we get married. And next thing you know, I decide to invite these two, they were court reporters, these two hot blondes out to dinner, right? But without my wife, well, my fiancé at the time. So I tell the limo driver, go, you know, we'll pick him out. I'll meet you at 8 o'clock. Go out. So I decide to go out to this Sharon Bono. What's his name? Bono.
Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher. Yeah. Where did I get Bono from?
Sonny Bono.
Yeah.
Sonny Bono.
All right, that's right. So we go to Sonny's Italian restaurant. Here I am. There I am, and I'm sorting lines in the bathroom back and forth. And next thing you know, the guy's singing on the piano. Actually, he was singing on the piano and stuff, and I'm getting up singing with him and stuff. Next thing you know, I get a bloody my nose starts bleeding.
His blood pressure is probably like 300, you know.
Yeah, what is your, over 10.
Mr. G, what is your blood pressure? I'm just curious.
It's 120.
No way.
He just went to the doctor.
I just went to the doctor. It's 120 over 80.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't do drugs now, so.
No, look.
Yeah, but he's so hyped.
Listen, years ago.
Listen, for all you kids and all you people listening, fans out there, it's just an act.
Finish the story.
Yeah, what was it?
You mean what that meant was Boston Blue? If you're listening, this is not true.
Thank you, John.
But he is
so
the
you're
truth.
You get to know me now.
But you're the truth, so I believe everything you say.
I know,
right?
So now,
and all the little kids out there, all the little kids out there listening, who really shouldn't be listening, but if they are listening, you've been preaching the truth, and you can't. You can't let these kids down.
I'm not going to let them down. You know, look, the only regrets in life are things you don't do. So I've done some things in my life.
You take the two girls out to dinner without your ex-wife.
So my nose is
without your wife.
I told my ex-wife when I leave, I says, listen. She goes, I'm going to the bar. I go, you're not going to that bar. You wait here for me while I go out with the limo driver.
Now, John, I'm going to stop the story for a second. Now you want to know why this is the ex-wife who attacked him with a steak knife, and he wound up spending time in jail recently for
the one
he had moved back in with, but was dating the little Mexican girl.
Oh my God, this is her.
This is the same one 20 years earlier.
So now I get back to the place, and there she's at the bar, and there she's. I go to the bar. I'm like, I says, yo, didn't I tell you to hang back at the room? What are you doing here, right? So I'm talking, the next thing, the bartender comes over and starts to say, is there a problem here? I go, is there a problem here? Yeah, there's a problem with you. You know, I'm from New York. Get your little Palm Spring, little fake ass over there and leave me the fuck alone. All right? Mind your own fucking business.
That's something I would say.
All right? Fuck with me. So next thing you know, she starts telling me that some guy came over, was bothering her, telling her that he can make a cum in 2 seconds. I go, what do you mean there's some guy telling you he can come in 2 seconds?
What is she doing, this to piss you off?
I go, who's the guy? So around the corner of the bar is like a big square bar, three guys hanging out, some fucking doofus head. You know, and next thing you know, he starts to walk around. I go, listen, hey you, did you say something to my wife? He goes, I just want to say goodnight. Let me tell you something. If you come over here past this bar where I can reach you, you're going to die. I'm not bullshitting. You're going to fucking die. So if you want to fucking die, come over. I just want to say goodnight. Okay, keep coming. He comes over. boom! I smack him. His two friends hop on my back. I went into like a whole rage. I don't even know what happened. You know the shark's eyes like a dog.
Don't give me that.
Story for Christ's sake.
You're making it too long.
And I just fell asleep.
All right, so what happened? You got arrested?
Yeah, it's really getting boring.
Yeah.
So then I picked up a chair and I had the guy. With my foot on his chest. I picked the chair up and I went. I could have fucking killed you and threw it down. Next thing you know, I go outside. Five fucking SWAT cars pull up. Freeze, motherfucker! Freeze! Freeze! I go, what? What do you mean, freeze me? What? Freeze him in there!
You don't have time to say what?
They go, you're too big. We're gonna just shoot your fucking knees out with these rubber bullets. So what do you mean you're shooting?
Pop Spring Police, yeah.
I go. What the fuck? So meanwhile, I had vial coke on me. They come over, they handcuff me, and now I'm trying to take the vial coke and flip it out of my fucking pocket, right? So it falls on my pocket in front of me, right? So next thing you know, I'm in the car, and the next thing they roll down the window, and here comes the guy. His nose is all bleeding, everything, you know. So the cop goes, is that the guy? And right, I go, listen, you motherfucker, you fucking tell him that I fucking did something to you. I will come back. I will haunt you. I will kill you. I will kill your whole fucking family. You motherfucker, I didn't do nothing to you. You fucking slipped on the floor. Tell him what you did. Don't fucking lie, or I will kill your fucking family. In front of all the cops,
yeah,
I'm saying this.
Right, and you'd be in jail for saying that.
Yes,
number two, they would have picked you up because they saw the coke dropped, and they would arrest you right there for that.
Hold on a second.
Come on, this story is crazy.
That's right, I am crazy. I got locked up. Right. They found the vial of coke.
Oh, they did find
it. This is the night before the 87 Super Bowl.
So you never made it?
They wanted $20,000 bail.
Oof.
So good thing I got my wife a good ring. And all our cash was back in Irvine, California. So she went and hocked the ring. I spent the whole night, right? She got me out, and I went to the Super Bowl.
How much was the ring worth?
About 20 grand.
Wow. 20 grand in 87?
Wow. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that's so a lot, I actually flushed that thing down the toilet, too, about 3 months later.
Why?
I got mad.
Okay. What, you put it up for bail? Or you
he got it back. He bought it back.
I got it back. I got it out.
He probably got his grandmother to wire him another 20 grand.
And by the way, if the guy's out there, he sued me for $5 million because I was staying at one of the most high-end hotels in the world, Maxine's in Palm Springs. If you're out there, you ain't never getting your fucking money. Go fuck yourself.
All right, the story got a little better.
All right,
better.
You got
to,
yeah.
There's really no moral to this story.
No, it's just
a story, man.
A story about nothing.
And I almost got in a fight at the stadium, too.
Oh, so you actually made it to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I did make the Super Bowl. You ever go to the Super Bowl at the Rose Bowl? They got these. They fit 95,000 people. There's no real seats. It's all benches. And they put this little pad that you sit on, you know, those little pads, yeah. Like a little square pad that only like a half of a chick can sit on. So now you're all crumpled up in there, and there's all these Denver fans behind me, and I keep standing up cheering for the fucking team. So the guy starts getting pissed off, but he sit down. So I go, sit down, you fucking Denver fuck. Go fuck yourself. It's a fucking game.
87 Super Bowl.
How much did you pay for those tickets?
I paid $300 for the tickets.
Each?
Yeah.
That was a lot back in 87.
Yeah, but it was right down the front. Yeah. So the next thing you know, he goes up and gets the guard, and the guard comes down and points to me. You're like, he's gonna throw me out, and then I point to him, give him the finger, go fuck yourself. No, fuck everybody.
Who's
fuck
playing
you.
In 87? Denver.
They're playing Denver. Yeah.
Who?
Denver and the Giants. Wow. That's what McConaughey was on the team.
Oh, that's right.
And Phil Simms was on the team.
Yeah. I thought that was 86. That's
86, dude.
I think they won in 86, didn't they?
No, I think you're thinking of the Mets.
It was 87.
Oh, the Mets won 86. Yeah.
It was 87. And then wow. That's the same year I went to Hawaii for 2 weeks.
All right, that's another story. I don't want to hear it right now. All right, I want to bring up a topic here, John.
Thank you.
The topic is glutes. Okay, and it's not. It has nothing to do with Steve Bleckman's desire for glutes. It okay. has to do with Debbie Bramwell's glutes.
Ah, yes.
And the fiasco that went on the RX Muscle Unreal. Forums. Because someone was making some assertion that he thought that Debbie had glute implants, which, you know, it's funny because I think you and I did it on the MD show, the old MD show. We made up a joke that they were actually doing striated glute implants, right? People believe. I don't think anyone ever doubted it. I thought they believed it. That's probably how this whole thing got blown out of control.
Probably, probably.
Because Debbie gets, you know, Debbie's got some sick glutes on her there. And,
retarded.
She obviously had a little surgery to remove some extra skin, and there's some scars. And you know, people are so hateful, you know.
Pathetic.
They can't, like, accept the fact that the girl's got a good ass, and they got to make it like she had some kind of, like,
And he posted pictures, surgery. And he circled the scars, and everything. He got in so in detail.
People are so
fucked up. That was so low class. I mean, you expect that from MD.
Yeah. No, it was actually MD. It was a guy from Get Big and went over to MD.
Yeah, well,
the original guy was
MD.
From.
Well, MD made him a forum leader for his efforts.
For his efforts, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that guy, Wisconsin.
Yeah, he got himself a reward.
John, what do you think about this? What do you think about this 47-year-old Susan Boyle on Britain's Got Talent? You heard us. You sent me the.
Oh, that was incredible.
I mean, I listened to it about 14 times after you sent it to me. And I
listened to it almost. It was the most uplifting thing I have ever seen. You never in a gazillion years would think that voice would come out of that person.
Yo, John, did you see there's another contestant? He's 11 years old, and bro, he blows her out of the water. I said, Dave, did I send you the link?
Yeah, I don't think he's as good as her.
Huh?
He is pretty cool, though. He's pretty amazing. Yeah, but
yeah, I mean, he's unbelievable, the kid.
What got me was when they asked her.
The guy with the flute? The flutist?
No. It was an 11-year-old boy, and he sang like Michael Jackson. Kid, like, ridiculous.
You mean the kid who was picked on?
No. That was you. When they asked her, why at 47 are you trying to become a singer? She's like, well, because no one would ever listen to me sing. You know, when it's like no one would ever give her a chance. And then she started singing. It was just amazing.
Oh, they just blew her off because of the way she looked. It's like,
exactly.
So imagine, that's how a lot of people, it happens. A lot of people, the way they look, they get blown off.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't ask to be born looking that way.
Right.
I mean, you can change the way your body looks and stuff, but you can't change the way your face looks.
True. True. Speaking of how your body looks, changing how your body looks, Derek sent me an interesting picture of a guy shooting coconut oil. Instead
some
of synthol?
Weird ass picture of an Escaline synthol bottle, and whoever's making it, is it not actually using regular MTC oil? He's putting coconut oil in it.
Well,
so he emails me.
Well, coconut oil is technically got some MCTs in it, but it's not pure MCT.
But it's not pure.
So you're saying there's some idiot?
There's a guy. He's like, my friend's injecting it. Should I tell him to stop? What do you think? I'm like, tell him fucking throw this shit away. I mean, some of these kids, man, they are clueless.
Derek, you're an expert in site injection oils.
I've done them all. I've done every single. I mean, I'll admit, at least I'm not a liar like some people. But, you know, there's some good kinds and bad kinds.
Right.
And
now, so you're saying coconut oil wouldn't be a good thing?
I have no fucking idea. I ain't shooting coconut oil. I mean,
no, but you got to have a physique anyway. First of all, you're not going to shoot synth oil, coconut oil, this oil, macadamia nut oil in your body, make yourself look like a bodybuilder. You got to have a body to start from. So, all you people out there, understand this. Unless you have a physique, don't even bother with it. It's not going to make you have a body at all.
Yeah,
Derek had an ass kicking body.
I did it. Early, I overdid it from 20 to 22. I did it a lot, and I overdid. My arms were up to 20. Ask Dave, 22 and a half inches. Man, they were huge. But I did it way too much. I'll still admit it. I do it once in a while. I'll do it one time a week on my arms, and my arms look good and they're lean. And there's the right way to do it. But if you guys are just doing it to do it, you know, I get paid to look the way I do. You know, I mean, you know, do it for a reason. Don't just do it to have 25 inch arms walking around on the beach. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're not going to look good anyway. Ain't no chick.
You need a bill to begin with. I mean,
no chick wants to bang a guy that looks like that. And let's face it, all you guys out there, we're all bodybuilding for one reason: pussy. That's the main reason.
I'm not. I'm a money.
Well, money now. But when you first got into it, Derek.
What does money get you? Money gets you pussy, right, Derek?
I didn't need a body to get pussy. I had a good personality. I got more ass when I was skinnier.
You're probably right.
I really did. I was a Calvin Klein model at 180 pounds. Girls like me better then than they do now. I have tattoos.
They do. Girls do not like big muscle heads.
They don't.
They don't.
All my and even my ex girlfriends when I got older, they're like, I like the pictures of you when you're thinner at 210, 200, lean, chiseled. They like that shit. I mean, that's to all the guys out there. If you think big is better, it really isn't. Unless you're competing, you got to be big with some symmetry.
Well, the wrestling look.
Yeah, you know, I think a good build critiquing a guy is someone with abs, someone with a balanced structure, you know, a Calvin Klein body. That's more impressive than someone getting fat and bloated,
but you know what? Those guys, you never know how good their body is until they have to take their clothes off. If you're a big guy and you walk into a club with big arms, you don't have to like show you're. It's obvious that you're big.
There are a lot of the guys that are usually covered up. You can't even tell that they're in shape. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Derek, you were born with GQ looks, man. I mean, it's a whole other ball game, man. We're talking a whole different Megillah. Like the guy.
Yeah, but at one point, I'm like how these kids are now. I wanted to be fucking huge. You know, I was hanging out with guys like Dave, my boy Teddy. I mean, these guys were 250, 280, and that's all I wanted to do. But you know what? I got my liver shut down. I fucking went to jail. I fucking beat the shit out of people. You know, taking all the shit. I'm happy. Taking a little amount of stuff, staying healthy, and being happy. And a lot of these younger guys, anywhere from 18 to 22, that's how they should approach it. Bigger is not better.
Let's segue into back to Mr. G now at Dr. Barrett's office. Who wound up getting the injections for this 2020 special that's supposed to come out?
One gentleman who's an investigator for the sheriff's department. He's 52 years old. He was diagnosed with depression. And they checked his hormone levels, and he had low testosterone. So the protocol for that was testosterone injections each week. Then the rub-on gel.
Androderm.
Well, no, there's the other company name. I forget it. Oh. But anyway, so and then another guy who was been weight training for a long time, 58 years old, and it seems like he's been not able to lose weight. He's on diet and everything. And they put him on. They found out his growth hormone levels were that of a midget, and they put him on GH. And since he's been on GH, he's burning fat. So these are two regular, everyday, normal people, not bodybuilder people, who were prescribed hormone replacement. You
should get that midget that you beat up in the wrestling ring 2 years ago at the Arnold.
Yeah,
you get him on some
good.
GH.
Well, we're gonna get him. That's the first thing when we do the show, the live show.
You're gonna get the midget on?
Yeah, we do midget wrestling.
No, but you should get him on some GH.
I don't know if GH will make him grow taller.
Put him at a better disadvantage.
Doesn't
advantage
stop at
you.
A certain age, though.
Yeah, no, Dave. You can't grow when you're an adult. But so you didn't take any injections on the air, then, huh?
No, because it wouldn't. Because everyone, the perception. First of all, the perception of the whole population is that people take this. People take steroids and they grow like weeds and you get big. That is not the case. The case is, again, the 85%. 85% of your results is in your refrigerator and how you eat. And the other 15% is genetics and maybe and also anti-aging medicine. It does help, and a growth hormone test does help when it comes to that.
Hey, Dave, I got an important topic I want you to bring up. What about on the internet? They brought up that kid. I think you posted the kid that died because of steroids.
That was my last news item for the day. Right. I was letting Mr. G
finish.
I didn't
want you to forget.
I have it written right here. Thank you, Derek.
Am I done now?
No, you can continue. You done?
Yeah, so basically, I want to do that, and then at the very end of the piece, John, it was great. At the very end of the piece, they showed me pulling up in the Mr. G mobile, all right, because the guy loved it, and I got out, you know, with my Mr. G hat and Mr. G 85% that on, and then I introduced myself to Dr. Barrett like I normally do. I say, "Hey, Dr. B, how you doing? You're looking good, yo. You look fantastic, right?" And he goes, "You look great, Mr. G." I go, "Thank you." I go, "But the only reason why I come here, I got to tell you, you know, yeah, I love you, but I come because you got the hottest freaking nurses I've ever seen in my entire universe life.
That is true.
Right? For 8 takes, we did like that. Then the guy finally says, "Mr. G, can we do 1 take without hot nurses just in case they don't like that for the piece?"
I have a feeling they're going to cut the whole segment, John.
Hey, John, have you ever been over there to his office?
No, I've never been there.
John, gotta go.
You
bro.
Ever see, you know, how the girl's butt you hold in one hand? He's got girls that you hold the butt in 2 fingers. That's how tiny these butts are. Unbelievable. Off the charts.
Tiny. You like tiny ass?
Oh, I love the tiny, the better.
I like an ass
like a fucking mouse. With hair on it.
Oh, hair on it.
With hair on it.
That's why I like
the hair going over his belly. All right. I like the hair on the lip.
I know, we got it.
The matter of hair on the arms. That's why the first thing I look at, I know if a girl has hairy pussy, I look at her arms. No, and she's all right. Like,
well, how do you know she doesn't shave it?
What? No, but I know she has the potential. Then I turn her on to the G-way.
What's the what now? What exactly is the G way? You must explain.
70s, man. Let it grow. No, no, no. Stay away from razors.
So you don't like it trimmed at all?
No,
you
I
just want like a Brillo pad.
Oh, I like it. I like it when the matted hair goes up to the belly button.
God.
I love it when I have a matted hair like a fucking like one of those Jimmy Gorillas on the back, a whole matted hair on the back. I love that.
Oh my God!
What? Did you ever see the hair sites?
No, we don't go there because we don't like that.
They have hairy pussy sites.
Why would we go on those sites? We
they're
don't like
our,
them.
They're on our site.
Oh, they are?
18 and over.
I don't go in
You can
there.
Post some pictures of Boston Blue on there.
Yeah, they have a swingers.
No one would know. Cut her face off.
A thread.
Cut her face off.
She's looking at me right now. How could I do that?
He's got the hat.
Remember Boston Blue. Remember Boston Blue what I said. Remember. Just remember everything I said. The truth told you the truth.
Howard Stern said that too, and he wound up divorced. So.
Yeah, he didn't last very long. Yeah.
Now, I got one more news item, John. As you know, we spoke about this a little bit. They got this 17-year-old kid in Great Britain, in Southend, Essex, that died the other day. And, you know, at first it looked like, you know, of course they blame steroids, but I didn't really understand the whole thing. I read the article pretty in depth, and I guess the kid was going blind. Something was happening. Something was toxifying his body.
His brain was swelling.
Yeah, for some reason. So when he came into the hospital, they asked him, well, you know, are you on any prescription meds? And he's like, well, I'm taking some testosterone or something like that. They're like, got it.
That's it.
That's
got to be it.
It couldn't have been that he had, like, you know, some kind of hematoma disease, or that he was poisoned or that, you know, he had some kind of meningitis. Nope, the steroids killed him.
Unreal.
So they're going crazy in over there, you know, making a big
How come they didn't check his refrigerator at home and blame it on the milk?
Yeah, exactly. You know, he probably had some kind of poison. He was poisoned some way, you know, or maybe he had it sounds like meningitis. It could have been to me.
You know, it's take steroids out of the equation for a minute. It's just irresponsible to make reports like that on the news that you're supposed to have confidence in when they're reporting it on based on nothing. There's no toxicology report. There is no autopsy report. There was absolutely zero science from the medical community whatsoever regarding the manner of death of this person, yet the media decided what the manner of death was.
Yep, well, as typical, they always do, you know. As soon as they hear the word, the S word, it's that's the cause of death, you know. Taylor Hooten his father ought to get in touch with these people. They could probably
They live together.
They could probably go on a whole
they
tour together.
Hey,
a world tour.
I wanted your advice. I asked Dave. Dave said not to do it. You know, there's a big paper over here. Well, obviously, Newsday, Long Island. And I used to play ball. Whatever, long story short, I was always written up as a, you know, high school baseball player. And Greg Serra is the main editor. He called me and he wants to talk to me about steroids and how, you know, it screwed up my baseball career. And he wants me to, like, do an interview with me. What do you think? Should I do it or no?
Well, I didn't know your baseball career got screwed up because of steroids.
Well, I didn't get screwed up. I pretty much, you know, I came out and said, you know, when I was 18, I took steroids and it fucked me up. I mean, I couldn't swing. I got really big for a senior. And it messed up my scholarship. I had a full ride to St. John's. So that pretty much took me out of playing ball. And then I got into the gym working out and got modeling contracts.
I'll give you one word of advice. I did an interview on CNN and I wound up in jail a year later.
So. I remember interview, that interview.
I leave the interview. Mr. G do all those interviews. Yeah.
Why? What'd you do? About what?
No, I'm saying Mr. G.
Darren Kagan was interviewing you.
That's right.
Yeah,
she asked you, do you take growth hormone? And you were like, what do I got to do with it?
No, because Rick prepared me. Rick said, they're going to ask you. I said, no, they told me they're not going to ask me. He's like, I'm telling you, they're going to ask you.
It was their first question.
I said, so what should I say? He's like, tell them it has nothing to do with the interview. I said, all right. I get in there. I said, guys, you know, everything cool. They picked me up in the limo. Yeah. We're not going to talk about my use, right? Because it has nothing to do with this. Right. Oh, of course not. No, we're talking about insurance scams and where Serostim kits are being used. I said, okay. Right. Get in there. The first question, do you use growth hormone?
I
said, I can't believe it. Rick is always right. He's always right. If anyone anyone gets in trouble, has any questions, call Rick Collins because that guy is a genius when it comes to
he's
just
going to
talk about my past. He's going to talk about my past, not what.
Well, do you want people looking into what you're doing now? I mean, not that you're doing anything illegal, but, you know, no one's perfectly squeaky clean. I just don't think it's worth it.
I admit I had a bad past, but I'm doing good now.
Derek, the $64,000 question is, are they paying you $64,000? Are they paying you anything?
No.
Don't do
just
it.
Just the answer. Right.
Then don't do it.
All right. Oh, I was just getting a, you know, you guys are writers. I was just curious.
Maybe Blackman will offer him some money.
Yeah, you know what? Here's what you do. You get on the boards and you say, Dave and John have offered me a position, a part in this you know, interview for Newsday. And you're doing it through RX Muscle. I promise you, your phone will ring and it will be Blackman offering you money to do it with him.
I'll finish with the goal. The goal is to take this sport from bodybuilding, just being amongst just bodybuilders watching it, to mainstream. Taking it to mainstream, to everything. Bodybuilding's involved in every single sport out there, and that's what we're trying to do, is hit the whole general public, not just the bodybuilding public, the whole mainstream. Grandmothers, grandfather, like wrestling.
Grandmothers.
Yeah, sure, everybody. It's everyone's into bodybuilding. Just because you're a grandmother and grandfather, if you work out, you're a bodybuilder. Just not a competitive bodybuilder, but you're a bodybuilder. You're lifting to improve your life, your quality of life. I tell them all the time, when I get an 80-year-old person in there that I train, that's suffering from osteoporosis, you know, and can't move, and her muscles are all, you know, can't even walk on the beach by herself. The reason why she's training is her sport. She's a professional athlete. You know what her sport is? Life. And she has, just like an athlete trains to prevent injuries in their sport, you train to prevent injuries in everyday life. When you're walking out the car, you slip on the ice, you're carrying stuff up, you're going to be stronger and better be able to do the things. What's your quality of life? What's it worth to walk out on the beach with your grandchildren? When your grandchildren say, Granny, can I walk out on the beach, come on the beach with us? And you say, I can't. What is that worth?
What is that worth? It's worth it. We're at the end of another 2 hour or 3 or 4 or 5 hour episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. Until next week, I'm Dave Palumbo.
And I'm John Romano.
And remember, we're not only the host of After Hours with the Whack Pack, we're also members.
After Hours with the Whack Pack has been an RXMuscle.com presentation. To download this and all past shows, visit RXMuscle.com and click on the radio link. RXMuscle.com, the truth in bodybuilding. I'm Michael Bob in the Bonzo.